Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. Our story begins at Wilson's Diner, where Alexandra and Lucas are sitting at a corner table when Andrew walks up with their drinks.
Hi. Here are your drinks.
Oh my God! Andrew!
Pardon me?
Andy! What the hell are you doing here? I've been worried sick about you.
Do I know you?
Do you know me? Listen, I should baptize you right now with these stupid drinks for making me worry like this. And just exactly why are you here?
I work here. Look, I need to get back to work, so if you'll excuse me.
Andy, why are you looking at me like that? Stop acting like you've never seen me before. What kind of game are you playing now, Andy?
Who is this? I don't think he knows who you are.
Lucas, this is my brother, Andrew.
Brother?
Wait a minute. You don't know me, do you? Is this for real, Andy?
I'm sorry. I don't know who you are. I've never seen you before in my life.
Well, what the hell? Are you trying to tell me you have amnesia? I'm your sister.
I don't remember anything about my past before June. I have to go.
Oh, no. You're not going anywhere. Are you actually working here, serving drinks?
I actually bus tables. What's so funny?
What's so funny? Well, you working is funny enough. But as a busboy of all things, how did this happen to you?
Well, I remember waking up in an alley behind Westside. I had no idea how I got there or who I was. Now, you're saying my name is Andy?
Yes, Andrew Jones. You don't even remember that?
No, I've been going by the name Adam Johnson.
What's going on here?
This woman says she knows me.
This woman? I'm your sister, dammit. I'm Alexandra.
You are Adam's sister? Adam, this is great. Finally, a connection to your past.
I'm not so sure.
Look, we can't talk in here. Come back to my apartment so we can figure this all out.
But I have to work.
No, you don't. Go.
Lucas, we're going to have to skip this lunch. Andy, you're coming with me.
In the Westside Hospital cafeteria, Rex is talking with Perry.
I don't want to get into this now, Perry.
But we have to. I have to know what's going on inside your head.
I have no idea, really. I'm dealing with coming out here, and just when I thought I could be open about my life, you dropped a bombshell on me.
A bombshell? Is that all this is to you? This is my life, Rex. Our lives. I'm sorry if I thought I could get a little sympathy from you.
Well, you should have thought of that before...
Before what? You can say it. Go ahead. Let all your anger out, Rex.
Perry, this is why I had to leave your apartment. Because I don't want to say the wrong thing here. I don't want to make the situation worse than it already is.
Rex, I know you have a lot to deal with right now with your mom. The last thing I want to do was add to your troubles. But this is not something I could have kept from you.
No, I know you had to tell me.
What are you going to do?
I called my doctor, and I had the DNA PCR test this morning. I will get the results back on Friday.
Oh, Rex. If I've infected you, I will never forgive myself.
Like you said, we've always been safe. The likelihood is that I'm negative.
But you're still worried.
Of course I am. Anyone would be. This is not the next step that I thought you and I were building towards.
So where do we go from here?
I don't know, Perry. I really wish I knew.
On the third floor in Agnes's room, Nurse Graham has just realized who Agnes is.
You're Agnes Larkin, aren't you?
How in the world do you know my maiden name?
You killed my brother.
Your brother? Who the hell are you?
You don't know who I am, do you?
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you who I am.
Oh, hi. Is everything all right in here? Mrs. Walker, are you okay? Are you her nurse?
No, I'm just a family friend. I was just leaving.
Okay.
I'll be seeing you again real soon, Agnes.
Mrs. Walker, you look upset. Do you want me to get Rex?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I have some good news for you. Marty, my son, has been found. He'll be on his way home soon.
Oh, that's great.
I wanted to share the good news with you. I just found Rex and told him. He's down in the cafeteria with Perry. What is it? Is it Perry? You have a problem with Perry?
Matt, you need to help Rex before Perry ruins his whole life.
Well, I don't know Perry that well, but Raven loves him, and it seems like he's been a good friend to Rex. Just don't worry about anything right now, Miss Walker. Everything will be all right. Just focus on your recovery. You have to take care of yourself so you can get out of this hospital. I want you to see my son.
And I have got to get out of here so I can take care of Perry once and for all. And figure out just who in the hell that woman was that was just in my room.
At the New York Museum, Blake and Marilyn are at the new exhibit opening.
So, what do you think?
Honestly, I'm blown away. It always amazes me to see the attention to detail and intricate work from so many centuries ago.
I completely agree. You know, I expected to see my sister Terry here tonight. She's done a lot of work for the museum board since my father died.
Oh, it would be nice to meet her. I'd like to meet your family.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should have a big family dinner.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Marilyn, I wasn't being serious.
Why not?
Well, my family hasn't had a family dinner since... well, ever.
Then don't you think it's about time you did? Losing Jacob has really changed my outlook on family. Spending time with my parents and Gretchen, I don't know, it's just taken on a whole new meaning. I think Gretchen and I both took for granted that we would have more time with Jacob someday.
So you actually think I should have a dinner party and invite my brother and sister?
Why not? What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, you have a lot to learn about the Dean family.
I'm a quick study, Blake, if you haven't noticed.
Well, I have to agree with you on that one. And of course, you have to invite Gretchen.
I'm sure she's come. It will be good for both of us right now.
Okay. I'll talk to Charlie and Terry. Let's try to plan something for next week, after the NOCC award ceremony.
Blake, hey.
Matt, hello.
Aren't you going to introduce me to your lovely date?
Yes, of course. Matthew Malone, this is Marilyn Marsden.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
So you're Marilyn. I'm very happy to finally meet you.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.